This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, you win? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Wentworth Kings Meadow, the podcast that follows the fantastic Chelsea FC women's team. I'm your host, Dean, joined by Dane. Dane, long time no see. How have you been?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Yeah, really good. Really busy. I always say that, but that keeps me ticking. You know, I live a busy life and I like that. Stops me rusting away. But yeah, really looking forward to this. We're going to talk about, obviously, Chelsea and Arsenal and the cup final coming up. So,
hold on a minute. I'm the host, yeah. I'll do the introduction.
I carried away myself, didn't I?
Yeah. Why don't you introduce the guest then?
Oh, yeah, because obviously I'm not used to you working with you at the moment, because every time you keep on going away or living a very, very exciting social life, so it's usually been me or Jane doing it. So, sorry, I forgot who's in charge here.
Oh, the claws are out tonight.
So I'll let you introduce. It's back to you.
Thanks for letting me do my job. We're lucky we just caught him at the right time back on the show. Is Matt J. Bull. Matt, welcome back. FA Cup final, excited?
Yeah, I mean, it's a final for any team is exciting, and it's hopefully we come out with another trophy, which technically, obviously, this is last season's trophy, so treble, potentially, if you want to call it that.
See, you could call it, Dane, the quadruple, because Chelsea won the Community Shield. Are you a counter of Community Shields, or this is just a treble?
Well, I wasn't, but, you know, years ago, Mourinho had the three fingers up. Didn't he include the Charity Shield, or was it League Cup and Europa? I think he chose Charity Shield, didn't he? Because he had the three fingers up, and it was the Europa League, the League Cup, and it was something else. It had to be the Charity Shield. I can't think of whatever else. Yeah, no, I would. If you're going to choose it in a treble, why not? Because it will annoy rival supporters as well. So,
yeah, we count it when we win it. We don't count it. Like we said, the FA Cup final this Sunday, the 5th of December 2021 at Wembley for the 2020-2021 FA Cup. Matt, it marks 100 years since women were banned playing football. 40,000 tickets sold. Quite a remarkable event this is going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a good atmosphere, a very good event. Obviously, there are still tickets to go, so people, if you haven't got a ticket, make sure you go. Unfortunately, I have to work, so I unfortunately can't go, otherwise I would be down there supporting the girls.
Yeah, I will be there. Very excited. I think, Dan, you're away, aren't you? So you can't make it either.
Yeah, I'm away. I'm away till about Saturday afternoon, and I've got to rush back because one of my really closest friends, it's her 40th birthday. So yeah, I didn't have much chance, really.
Yeah, but as Matt said, tickets still available from the club and the FA, I guess. For £20 for adults, £10 for seniors or students. I think children can be as cheap as £2.50, so you can bring the kids. 2 o'clock kickoff, so you'll be home at bedtime, so not a late one. Good to get down there. Now, let's talk about sort of Chelsea first, because that's why we're here. I suppose, Matt, the big question is on Pernille Harder, if she if she's fit. Would you pick her if she was fit, or would you keep with Jessie Fleming, who's done very well in her absence?
See, it's tough. This is the thing. Fleming's played very well, and there's always questions if Harder's not completely fit. The way Fleming's played, you would just say pick Jessie Fleming, but when it's a final, I always feel you kind of have to have your best player. So it's a decision only Emma can make, because only Emma knows how 100% Harder is. So we'll have to wait and see. I would like to see Harder, because unfortunately against Arsenal, first game of the season, we missed players, and I don't want to go into this game missing players again, because we need our full strength team against this team.
Yeah, Dane, put yourself in Emma's shoes. I'm sure they're very comfortable. You've got Harder, who's not played for about a month, if not longer. You've got Jessie Fleming, who's in the form of her Chelsea career. Who are you putting on, and who are you going to send on to win the game?
Well, it is hard. I've been at cup finals before, notably when Chelsea lost 4-0 to Manchester United, and we had two patched up forwards that day. We were really half fit. John Spencer and Mark Steen. And I think a couple of years later, when we lost to Arsenal in the FA Cup final in Cardiff, I'm sure Kurt Johnson and Hasselbank were half fit as well. So, yeah, if unless we know something, you know, we're not getting all the full information. I don't think Pernell was trained a lot. And, you know, you could see why, you know, they do patch him up for a final. Even going back to the men's again, when we won the Cup Winners' Cup, you know, Zola was struggling and he was ruled out, and they just only had half an hour with him, so he was on the bench. Luckily, he came on and scored for us. I would go with form. If it had been a week or two, maybe, but a month is a long time in football, and you won't want to break him down or having a setback on the field and wasting a substitute. I would go with form and play Jesse, and if Pernell, you know, Emma and the staff will know how much she's got in her, how long she's got in her. And I tell you what, with half an hour left, if Chelsea are in a good position or just drawing for Arsenal, we'll not want to see Pernell coming on. I think she had a fantastic start to the season. She's always full of energy, a very intelligent player. You know, he never stuck in one position, you know, left, right or central. She comes a little bit more deeper than the other forward. She likes to have a more connection with the midfield. And yeah, I said she started the season so well. It's such a shame. And on that opening day defeat to Arsenal, she was one of, there's a few bright spots, and she stood out really well. She looks really fit. It's just a shame she's obviously got this niggling injury. So to answer your question, after going around all the circles, yeah, I will start with Jessie and hopefully have Pernell on to come on. Last half an hour, 24 minutes in that lovely big Wembley pitch, and, you know, scare the life out of Arsenal.
Yeah, I think I'm going to side with you, Dane, on this. I know, Matt, you said we missed big players in finals previously. But I think if she's not played, she's not going to be 100% fit. She hasn't had match fitness. And I think having that option off the bench, it can be quite scary to Arsenal when they see the board go up and one of the best players in the world coming on. Can change the momentum of a game, I think, a substitution like that. So I would go with Jessie because she's done very well. I suppose the other question mark is that central defender. So who plays in between Millie Bright and Magda Eriksson? Dane, would you expect it to be between Jess Carter and Anik Nguyen, or is Mielder an option?
No. It pains me to say, as I said, you know, a massive fan of Maren Mielder, and when she's fit, I will be finding somewhere in that team to play her regularly. I think you've got to go with Jess Carter. Again, you know, Nguyen was just starting to find her feet, but again, she hadn't played a lot. She's maybe played two or three games in a row, and then she's got injured again. So she hasn't had a run of succession games. So again, that could have really set her back, and you've got to go against an Arsenal with so many attacking pieces. You've got to go with players who are fit and firing. And I think Jess has done well. You know, again, it's so easy to see her criticised. You know, I look on Twitter and people like to dig her out. People always like to highlight the negatives and mistakes, but not really praise the pluses. And again, you know, you've got to think this is a midfielder who's learning this position. And you know, some will say, well, it's easy to play in that three because you can sort of like drift and especially the central of three, you know, drift and you're a bit of a free roll and, you know, you expect to, well, the pass is short passing long and it's the left and the right side doing all the work. But, you know, no, I think she's done well and she deserves to start, I think.
Yeah, Matt, what about your thoughts on that? Obviously, Nguyen will know Miedema from the Dutch national team. She would have played with her quite a bit. Do you think that could give her the edge in Emma's thinking?
Yeah, I think it depends. Again, like the harder question is Nguyen fit enough to come in and play? I think the thing is, I'd say about Carter is obviously that in that Arsenal game, she was at times torn to pieces, but that is now the motivation is can she go out there and right the wrongs? And to do it in a cup final, that would really propel her career and show the haters that, hey, I'm back. I've come back. I've righted my wrongs, and I'm here to stay.
She was on the right though, as well, though, Matt, wasn't she? And I thought she it was very next game. I think Emma then puts her central, and she looked a lot more comfortable. And Millie, the rock bright on the right side. You know, nothing's getting through her, and especially our captain on the left. So she's well protected, and yeah, I think you're right. Hopefully, you know, she has one of her stellar performances.
Yeah, we should remember as well, it was Neve Charles that played right wing back on the opening day and not Erin Cuthbert, who's since found that position to be her own. But yeah, that's obviously one of the ones you're going to look at first to see who gets the nod. And given the injury again, obviously we're recording this on Monday and the final's on Sunday, a long time to go, and Emma obviously won't speak to the media till probably Friday. So we won't know fitness, but given that Nguyen's not played either, she's not gone on international duty, I think Jess Carter will probably get the nod there. In front of her, Matt, we spoke about Spence and Leupolz in the Talking Tactics episode last. Do you think they continue, or do you think she brings in Ingle, who we missed in that first game because Arsenal passed straight through us?
Yeah, I mean, I in this game, I think where we're playing Arsenal, and Arsenal are a very good team, and it's a final, I just want to be a bit more defensively sturdy at the back and in the midfield, and then let the forwards do their talking. So I would go with Ingle and Leupolz. I think it's the best one to kind of protect us against some of Arsenal's key players in that midfield and in attack. So I think that's the one I'd go for in the final. If it wasn't the final, you could maybe say Spence, but when it comes to the final, I think go with your tried and tested and don't experiment too much.
Yeah, I have to say I agree with that. But Dane, there is a player called G who Emma Hayes trusts immensely. Mm-hmm. She doesn't seem to be playing in the front three anymore. Do you think that she's going to go with her in this game over probably, it'd probably be Leupolz and be Ingle and G playing in the midfield too?
Well, I'd say no, but then Emma Hayes sometimes, you know, will spring a surprise. With all due respect, maybe if we was playing lesser opposition, we might have seen a Drew Spence. You know, if just for argument's sake, if Eric Nguyen and Pernille Harder are out, the harsh decision will be, I think, will be to leave out Drew Spence, who has been, I think everyone else sort of picks themselves. I think Drew Spence has been playing, and I'm going to contradict myself because I'm saying Jessie Fleming should be in and Jess Carter should be in because I think their form is high. But I'm going to say I think she won't go with Drew Spence. I think she'll go with Sophie Ingle and Leupolz. G is a different sort of player to Spence, Sophie and Leupolz. We know that, you know, she tries to open things up. She's one of those players that, you know, a bit like Millie Bright, you know, I've got no problem when they're trying to do something. And Millie Bright will try and do a long pass, diagonal, you know, switch play and it goes out for a throw on or goes off for a goal kick. It doesn't bother me because she's trying to do something. She's trying to attack. She's trying to make, you know, produce those attacking balls to our forwards. And that's what G does as well. She's always trying to look, you know, to unlock defences, to try and, you know, try and find chances for our front three. But against Arsenal, I think you're going to have to be a little bit cautious. And Sophie screens our defence so well. She is the best one at it. I don't know how she's found herself on the subs bench quite a few times recently. I don't know if she's carrying like a little knock or, again, it's just sometimes, you know, you get hangover from international breaks. But I think the harsh one will be Drew Spence missing out. And again, I believe we can make 5 substitutes, I think, in the FA Cup. So, yeah, you know, that is 5 chances for a lot of pieces to come on. So I'm quite happy with Sophie, and it's Sophie holding, screening, and Loophole's doing her usual box to box, which she does, you know, brilliantly, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw the impact of that when we went to Man City and beat them 4-0 when we didn't really have control in the first half, although we did go in 2-0 up. But then she brought on Ingle for G, and the game sort of changed completely. And hopefully that is a precursor to what is going to happen on Sunday. Matt, we speak about the first game of the season quite a lot, the defeat to Arsenal and sort of Arsenal taking the initiative, but they only beat us 3-2 with an offside goal. Kirby and Kerr weren't fit, as were several other players not fit. We were sort of patched up. Is that going to have any impact going into this game? Sort of, we're sort of heading towards a full peak team at the minute.
Yeah, I think it brings it a lot closer in terms of the two teams. But I think Arsenal have, even from that first game, they've improved themselves, become a quite a well-oiled team, and have shown why they are top of the table at the moment. So I think it's going to be a tough match. I think it's going to be very close. I think it's going to be a lot more tighter than it was on the first game of the season. But it'll be hard. It'll be hard. Everyone's got to be on top form to beat this team. And that is the sign of champions. You've got to be on your top form in the big games, in the big moments. And just
away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Chidge.
JK. In all the years you've been following Chelsea, you hardly ever miss a match, home or away. But how would you feel if you couldn't be there and it's not on TV?
Oh, Chidge, I'd be bereft. Inconsolable. The thought of missing my beloved Blue Boys live. It's all too much.
I know, JK, I know. It's all a bit too much, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, panic not. NordVPN have come to the rescue.
They have?
Yep, NordVPN allows us to watch any match, even if it's not on live TV here.
They do?
Yeah, they do. With just one click, they switch your virtual location to a country which is showing the match, and they act as your cyber bodyguard whilst online, protecting your personal data and sensitive info like card details and passwords.
Oh, wow, great. I bet that'll cost me a fortune.
Actually, JK, it's only the price of a cup of coffee per month, and you can use your account across 6 devices. It's a bargain, JK, and best of all, no more tears for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, NordVPN. I'm so happy. I could cry. Where do I sign up, Ginge?
Well, to get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/Chelsea Fancast. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee, and you'll help support the Chelsea Fancast. The link is in the podcast episode description box.
Thank you.
Real fans, real opinions.
For Chelsea fans everywhere, this is the ultimate football app for you. For match highlights, interviews and the best Chelsea videos and podcasts. Download the free CFC Blues app now from the App Store and Google Play.
Footballfancast.com.
Yeah, absolutely. What will impact this game, Dane? I don't know if you remember that opening day defeat when the full-time whistle went and Jonas Eidevall slumped to his knees and was celebrating as if he had just won the league. Emma won't forget that, will she?
Oh, no, she won't forget that. We haven't obviously forgot it. I don't think a lot of the supporters have forgot it. It was a surprise. Maybe, yeah. I don't know a lot about him. Maybe he's a passionate man. Maybe it was just relief. You know, you're playing against the champions, one of the best teams in the world. And, you know, you're playing in the Emirates Stadium as well, not your usual stadium. again, maybe it's just relief, you know, a bit of pre-season and everything, and it's just relief come out, you know, he's excited, he was happy. But yeah, I thought it went a little bit over the top. It was quite funny because I haven't seen much of him, but then I saw him in an interview recently after the Tottenham, and he was a lot more toned down. It obviously was a lot more disappointed, so I had a little chuckle to myself. It will be hard, you know, you say, you know, what wins this? I think it's a team effort, you know, it's a strong defence, it's a strong midfield, it's, you know, strong play by our wing backs, our forwards just finding place. I think Sam Kerr is, you know, it's so easy to, it's hard to pick a favourite in the front three if everyone's fit. You know, we've talked about Lauren James coming in recently. We, you know, we've prayed Jesse Fleming, Aaron Cuthbert, as you know, has been in the front three for a little bit. Fran Kirby, Peniel, when she's fit, Sam Kerr. I think Sam Kerr makes everyone tick. I think if she doesn't play a centre foot, Bethany England as well, wow, who walks into so many other teams, you know, great forward. I think Sam Kerr really makes everyone else tick in the front three. She's, her movement is amazing. You know, I love to watch her off the ball. So smart, so fast, terrorising. She leaves so many gaps, runs, leaves so many gaps for Fran to come in, the other forward, whoever it will be, the midfielders. And so, yeah, so it's going to be a whole team effort. Sam on her game, opens up Fran, opens up Jesse. You know, as I said, Sophie being strong, it's going to be a team effort because, well, Arsenal have got pieces, you know, you talked about their manager, he would have the same similar selection problems to Emma, trying to keep them all happy. I think Jordan Nobbs has just come back recently. Nikita Paris, I'm sure, you know, can be corrected. She's been in and out of the team. She hasn't, like, cemented a place. You know, obviously got Miedemar, the deserved BBC Women's Football of the Year. It's obviously another story. I'm sure you've got something to say about that, Dean. We've got Beth Mead, you know, we've got Aaron Cuthbert's Scottish teammate, Kim Little, Tobin Heath, who I'm a big fan of. I think she's struggling, though, like she struggled, you know, in Manchester last season. I'm sure, isn't Katie McKay been playing a lot more forward as well? Because whenever she's played against us, she's been more left-back. I'm sure I noticed her, like, more further forward. Maybe I'm wrong. You've got the old player they bought from Aston Villa, you know, Iwabuchi. That's a lot of attacking pieces, dangerous pieces. So, again, going around in circles, I don't think there'll be one place will win this game. It will be a whole 11 and probably subs that will have to all be on the same page. Very cliche, all on the same hymn book and comes together. And, you know, as Matt said, if we scrape it, it doesn't care, it's a cup final. You know, we get another trophy in the record books. And it's going to be a great game for the neutral to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt, I think Dane got through pretty much the entire Arsenal squad there.
yeah.
Which one of those do you think can hurt us the most and is going to be most important to Arsenal in this game?
I think Mia Dima, obviously, as again, BBC Women Player of the Year, I think we know she's dangerous. We know Beth Mead's dangerous. But I think Iwabuchi, I think I've always really rated her as a player. And I think she's someone, if I'm looking at someone that's maybe a bit off the radar that can really do a bit of damage to us. She's been, particularly in the Arsenal side, she's been roaming about a little bit more. And I find she's very comfortable when she does that. And that could be dangerous to one of our back three if they follow her and pull people out of positions for other players like Mia Dima and me to get into position. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But Iwabuchi would be the one I'd be looking at.
Yeah, but then the other end of the pitch, obviously Leah Williamson is out with an injury. So they've been playing with Jennifer Beattie and Lottie Wubben-Moyer played against Manchester United, sorry, in their last game. Is that an opportunity for us to get at them, especially with sort of Kirby and Kerr up there missing such an influential player?
Oh, absolutely. With Kerr, you know, when we played Man City recently and they had a patched up two centre-backs, you know, I was all for Sam Kerr pushing on them, get so much space because they're not the fastest. And again, you know, Sam Kerr, you know, her runs, as I said, you know, her pace. Yeah, she needs to go straight in them. And yeah, she's going to worry anyone. You know, she's one of the greatest forwards, you know, in women's football. And we've as you had Fran to that, you know, you had potentially Peniel off the bench, you know, Jesse playing so well. So we can easily talk about all Arsenal's pieces and we're trying to, you know, put up a fair game and rival it all up. But yeah, they're just going to be just as scared about our pieces. To be fair, you know, even in recent times, you know, I've seen our defence do well against a lot of these Arsenal players, so we know we can do it. As I said, it's going to be tough, but yeah, if I have to pick out one player, I reckon Sam's going to be really important, and I think she's going to have a big game. I've got a feeling that, you know, she's going to terrorise the Arsenal defence.
Yeah, Matt, obviously we speak a lot about Chelsea's attack, we speak a lot about Arsenal's attack, but I think really this game is going to boil down to who wins that midfield. You know, are we going to get the better of like Jordan Nobbs or Frieda Manham in that midfield? And I think that's going to be the biggest area to look at for this game, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the crucial parts that lost us the game in the first day of the season. Obviously, we had the back three that was pulled apart a little bit, but they got through the midfield so quickly and in them quick transitions. So we've got to watch that out. And obviously, they do play with an extra midfield person. So we've got to, our two in midfield have got to be strong and try and negate that as much as they can, because if they keep the stronghold of the midfield, they'll run the game.
Yeah, so whoever Emma picks in that role is going to be vitally important to Chelsea stopping those Arsenal passing lanes, and keeping Mida off the ball is obviously very important. And as Dane said, you know, they've got the likes of Beth Mead, you've got Nikita Paris, who's been sent home from the England camp, so she's going to be fresh and ready. Mida are also rested for the Netherlands tonight, I've just found out. So she's not playing either. So hopefully Chelsea's England representatives are going to be rested also, and the squad get through these last international fixtures uninjured and back to Cobham ready for Sunday. I'm not sure where we stand on sort of players like Fleming and Kerr. Dane, do you have any idea? Are they flying back late in the week? I've not actually looked.
Yeah, I know that US women just beat Australia 3-0, and I'm sure Sam played. But no, I don't know about Jesse, no.
Yeah, Matt, any ideas? That Jesse and obviously got G for Korea, are they playing?
Yeah, I haven't heard whether they've been playing or not. I mean, you'd hope they'd be able to come back a little bit earlier, because that is the one thing that we're going to struggle with, is we have got a few players coming from different parts of the world, whereas I think it's only Iwobuchi that would be travelling quite a far distance. So that's one thing we've got to watch, and especially maybe to do the first team lineups if it's a bit too close to call.
Yeah, maybe one of the listeners will know, but I remember last time that Kerr went back to Australia, she was asleep at Cobham for a few days before we played Manchester City, and she could only last for 60 minutes. So we don't know the impact that that could have. We should get a clearer picture later on in the week, and probably as you're listening to this, we already know more details, so don't shoot us, please. Before we wrap this up then, I'll give a team selection and then we'll get our predictions in audio form. So Berger, Bright, Carter, Ericsson, Cuthbert, Ingle, Leupolz, Wrighton, Kirby, Kerr, Fleming. Have I nailed it, Dane, or what?
Yeah, I'd go exactly that, yeah. And I said, hopefully. Well, obviously, Emma wouldn't take the risk if Peniel hasn't got more than maybe 5-10 minutes in her, and hopefully she has got a little bit more, and she'll be on the bench as well as a lot of other pieces to come on if needed. You know, even Lauren James, you know, this will be another couple of weeks of training in her legs, and she'll be an option to bring on as well. Another one that Arsenal defenders will be scared of. So, exactly that. That's what I've written down as well.
Yeah, Matt, I'm guessing that's 10 out of 11 for you with Harder in.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, when with you guys explaining it, I was kind of thinking, yeah, maybe Harder, super sub. But I'm actually thinking maybe, especially with the wing backs, if Emma does want to play a little bit more safe and defensive, I was thinking maybe Yona will come in on the left side instead of Wrighton, just to provide that kind of balance and solidity and to give that kind of transition between a four and a three in the attack. So that I wouldn't be surprised if that happens, but I fully expect Wrighton to start as well.
Yeah, as we've spoke about several times before, the options to Emma seems almost unlimited. sorry, excuse me. Prediction time then. I think I'm going to go first. I'm going to say we win 3-2. We reverse that. Dane's thrown his pen at the wall. The laptop's on the floor. I think I've stole his thunder there. Sorry, Dane.
Yeah, I was very, very similar. I could see it being a tight game. I could see there being a few goals, and I had 3-2.
Did you have it in 90 minutes or extra time?
I had it in 90 minutes. But then am I giving Arsenal too much credit? So I'll go 3-1.
3-1. Matt, how do you see it going?
I actually think it's going to be a bit more tighter than we all expect. I'm going to go for a 1-1 after extra time and Chelsea win on penalties.
Oh.
It'll be quite nerve-wracking, as usual, as a Chelsea fan, but that's how we roll.
I don't think I could take that, but we have got lots of good penalty takes, haven't we? You know, you've got Kerr, Kirby, Harder, Fleming, Leopold, Ingle, Mielder can take a penalty. So if it gets down to that, yeah, I'd would fancy us on penalties as well. Lots of options to choose from. That's going to wrap up our preview. I think we've covered what we need to cover, Dane, for this. Just an exciting game, and we should just enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you've got to enjoy it, appreciate it. You know, the players got to make the most of it. You know, you never know when a next cup final will be. I know, you know, we've stated so many times, you know, Chelsea women's are one of the best teams in world football, but it still doesn't mean they've got some divine right to get to every cup final. But, you know, hopefully it's a successful day for us. You know, I wish you all dry weather, not too cold, you know, and obviously a victory, you know, it'll be a great day out for everyone. You know, obviously it was only a few months back when we didn't have fans in the stadium, so to have that chance to go and watch your team play in a cup final is truly very lucky for you, and truly a wonderful experience. So yeah, it's going to be a great day. As I said earlier, it'll be great for the neutral, but I'm confident. Hopefully everyone else going in wearing blue are confident as well, and yeah, stay safe and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, very much looking forward to it. Matt, I'm sorry you've got to work. Hopefully you can sneakily watch it while you're working.
Yeah, I'll come in my breaks and have a little watch of it, see how we're getting on, because I hate to miss finals, but it's just what happens. I've tried to get time off, but sometimes you just can't get it off.
Yeah, bills still have to be paid, and Arsenal are us, so we're going to make them pay on Sunday, that's for sure. If you're going to the game, let me know. I'll be inside the Chelsea Women Supporters Group block, somewhere in the middle, I guess.
Did you? Didn't you say before, if you can't allow you to buy me a drink? Was that off air? Was I not supposed to say that?
I'm not even joking, but my connection just went funny. All I heard was someone's going to buy me a drink. Was that right?
No, if you come up and say hello to Dean, I'm sure he'll buy you a drink.
Have you seen the prices, Wembley? The podcast is going to be bankrupt. About £6 for a Coke. Bring your own bottle lid. That's all I'm going to say. You can all share it, one between you. How's that? If you sign up to Patreon while I'm with you, I'll buy you a drink. That's a good deal.
Or pay an upfront fee.
Right, we've got to go because we've got to get to Wembley. Well, I have anyway. So thank you very much for listening. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Mo Kingsmeadow, me at D Mears, Dane at DWit9, and Matt at MattJBall98. Also on Instagram at Went to Mo Kingsmeadow. I mentioned Patreon. It's a great way to support the show and what we do, and we'd be very thankful for you if you do. You get extra bonuses like listening to this podcast before anyone else. I try and write some stuff as well on there when I get the time. So if you do sign up, we'd be very thankful for you for that. We've also got some exciting things coming up, hopefully this side of Christmas, maybe after Christmas, that Patreon members will get sort of exclusive looks at and discounts, maybe. That's a giveaway. Discord is going to be the place to be, though, for all of you that just want to chat about this team day in, day out. The link for that is in the description box of this episode. Yeah, that's it. Until next time, Chelsea fans from Kingsmeadow to Wembley, keep the blue flag flying high.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNuggets share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect! Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.